This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, we tell you more about the Winston Area Community Partnership and also talk about an upcoming event where some input is being sought from members of the Greater Winston community. Jeremy Mitchell, and one of the people involved in the organization. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem, Kyle.
So tell us more about Winston Area Community Partnership. How long has it been around?
It started in about 2000. It kind of came together. There was a tragedy in the community, and people kind of came together. They wanted to kind of
make something positive out of the situation, or
they kind of wanted to do some good, and they realized there wasn't a lot of stuff for teens to do and kids to do after school, and they fundraised and they created the community center and the teen center, and they kind of got people involved with that.
And obviously there's been many other things that are going on. Now, how long have you been involved?
I've been involved for about 5 or 6 years now.
And what led you to be part of all this?
Selfishly, I've been a stay-at-home parent now for a number of years, and so wanting to get involved with things that would directly impact my kids in the future or in the present. And so I really just, it's for them, and it's for other teens and other children too.
And how long have you lived in the Winston area?
About 8 years now.
And how did you end up down here?
Through my wife's work. She grew up here. She graduated from Douglas High in 2001. She talked about the area, you know, positively, and we decided, you know, it was a great place to raise a family, and she didn't have to talk me into it. We definitely made the choice together.
So talk about some of the things the Winston Area Community Partnership is working on. It sounds like that teen center is a big focus.
Yeah, primarily our main operation is the teen center, but we definitely want to help in any way that we can. In my eyes, we're kind of an umbrella organization. We try and connect groups of people where maybe they wouldn't see each other, and if we see a need, then we can kind of connect them together.
So are there a number of different groups or maybe a lot of different people that are involved? How big is your partnership group?
It used to be rather large. We've lost a number of board members through just attrition, and COVID impacted us like everyone else. Currently, we are seeking new board members. Really, I mean, the only big qualifications that we have are, you know, a desire to help others, a community-centered attitude. And that's it. I mean, it's really 3 to 4 hours a week and just helping out where you can.
What do you see as some of the positive things around the greater Winston area that are going on?
We have a lot to do, summertime especially, between Riverbend Live every Friday in July and August, or the first Friday in August, as you know. The teen center has an after school program from 2:30 to 5:30 every day. It's just it's a close, tight knit community. We're trying to, everyone kind of knows each other, and
I know that you're involved in a number of other things in Winston as well. Talk about some of that.
Yeah, I guess I've sort of been dipping my toe into some things here and there, and when the Douglas High School bond came up a couple years ago, I jumped into that and really played a key role fundraising, that organizing call banks and walking lists,
just going out and kind of meeting people in the community, finding out more then.
Yeah, and that kind of gave me sort of a kind of opened the door to how the school district operated, and had the school board operated, and then so I decided to run for school board, and I've been doing that for about a year now, and just another great opportunity to help in the community where I can.
And I imagine as a parent, you learned quite a bit about the schools being on the school board.
Yeah, I mean, I have three young boys from 10 to 5, and so, I mean, I'm right in the middle of pretty much every school.
Yeah, I imagine that would be a definite learning experience. And talk about what you do as a school board member. I mean, one of the things that has been out there over the years is that school boards, among all the other volunteer opportunities that are available out there, oftentimes take the most time and come with the biggest amount of grief because usually somebody's not happy with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been on the increase, I'd say, since COVID happened. But like anything, I mean, there are ups and there are downs, and I'd say in the past year or so, we've had some ups and downs, but with our new superintendent, Kim Kellison, on board now, the prior one, he retired last year, and so we had a great opportunity to hire someone who, she's a great communicator, she's a great community leader, she knows how to bring people together, and really, it's just kind of been a pleasure to watch her work. And so with someone as good as she is, it's easy to kind of step back and let the professionals do what they do.
And talk about Winston Area Community Partnership. Now, are you guys set up as like a 501c3 or?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit. Like I said before, our main purpose is the teen center and just serving the kids and the youth in the area. I've kind of wanted to branch out more recently and sort of do things more less youth-centered and more, I guess, community-driven, like one-off, like cleanup days, or like I said before, just things where we can connect people together and become sort of the glue that maybe would, you know, hold the community together.
I imagine that Winston, like a lot of other communities, after getting through a pandemic, it's really a kind of a restart for a lot of organizations and a lot of efforts with the big interruption of a couple, 3 years.
Yeah, and I think even before the pandemic, we and other nonprofit groups in the area, and I think around the county and probably even the state, we've always had trouble gathering volunteers, either just to, you know, come in a day or two a week in the teen center. I know the Festival Association, the group that does the Melon Festival, they've always had trouble gathering volunteers, and so between that and then just regular attrition, this is kind of the community event that we're holding soon. We're kind of one of the primary purposes is to kind of sort of a soft reset and sort of see from what does the community want to do from here on out.
So the event is coming up just about 9 days away, the Saturday morning, I believe it is, of the 11th out at the community center. Talk about what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, so March 11th from 9 to 11, we're having a community event, and the kind of the primary focus is just to kind of talk about what's next for Winston. And so I've put together a survey. It's online, and we'll sort of talk about the survey briefly, but the main purpose is just to kind of gather community leaders together. We're going to have cross-section. We're going to have the Winston Area Community Partnership will be there. We'll have representatives from the school district, the police, fire, city, and pretty much every major nonprofit group around town will be there. And the community is definitely invited too. And we kind of want to just talk about what's going to happen next for the city, and maybe talk about issues that may arise and where we want to focus our energy as a city.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more about that when we come.
inside Douglas County. 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, we're live from Salem with State Representative Christine Goodwin, a legislative update, and a lot more programs in a lot of different areas of life in Douglas County to come in the days ahead. We're talking about the Winston Area Community Partnership. Jeremy Mitchell, one of the people involved there for the past number of years. And talk about some of the accomplishments of this organization, some of the things they've done. I mean, you mentioned the teen center, of course, but it seems like as I hear about things in Winston, this group is the one that's usually involved in some shape or form on many things that are happening.
Yeah, so I guess I think I mentioned before the group, it formed in 2000. It kind of saw a need for, you know, stuff to do after school for kids. And right away, people began fundraising for a teen center and a community center. And that was actually built, I think it was 8 years later. It took them a number of years to do. But the Winston Area Community Partnership had that building completed, and then we donated that to the city of Winston. And so the city now owns it. We were pretty instrumental, too, in building the Winston Skate Park. We've had some drug-free grants to help us operate the teen center and fund that. And then we also coordinate Winston's annual Day of Caring, which is a community cleanup event typically held in mid-May. And that's just kind of a bunch of people come together in the clean up the main areas around town.
And, you know, that community center is quite the facility. I've been over there for a number of different things. And just the fact that you can have all kinds of different events there. And then you've got some organizational space there for different things that are happening. Seems like that gets a lot of use.
Yeah, the city, they operate it. And so it's for rent. People hold all kinds of events there, from, you know, company meetings to weddings to, you know, whatever you want to rent it for. It also houses the senior center and also the Winston Library.
Well, and a lot of big fundraising, I know, went into that to make it happen, because before that, they're really, I mean, all the things that it's used for now, it was really hard to find a place to do any of them.
Yeah, everything was kind of spread out around town, and some of the buildings, from what I can recall, weren't very well upkept, and so we got this brand new building, and, you know, it gets a lot of use.
So let's talk more about this event on the 11th. You want to go into discussion with people there. It seems like a lot of the typical issues that a lot of communities are looking at the top of the list is homelessness.
Well, it's not really, I wouldn't say at the top of the list. It was just kind of talking as you look down the list there. I mean, there are a lot of issues that are potential issues that we could address and discuss at the meeting. Homelessness is definitely an issue around the county, Winston to some regard as well. Crime, drugs, there's just so many things to talk about. And if everyone kind of, in order to do the most good, I think if people come together and have a concerted effort, then we could more easily tackle some of the larger problems versus if you have 10 different groups doing 10 different things, then not a lot's going to happen in my eyes. And so we sort of have to come together as a community in order to address some of these larger problems.
Now, one of the things that's gone through, or was continuing to go through development, is the Elephant's Walk Project. Can you address a little bit of that?
Yeah, and so I think a number of years ago, this was really one of my first forays into doing anything community-oriented. My wife and I went to a meeting very similar to the one that we're going to have in about a week and a half on the 11th. And at that time, the area right there at the stoplight in Winston, part of it was for sale, and part of it was just run down and needed a lot of TLC, and so a group of community members, myself included, we decided, hey, let's clean up this area. Let's make the one intersection in town something to be proud of instead of something that people kind of avoid. And so we've done that. And I can almost confidently say that it is a lot better than it was before. It definitely can use more work as is, but Lager's Pizza is there. We have some thriving businesses now there, and I think coming soon in the spring we're going to have a lot more landscaping there where there currently is a lot of dirt.
Well, and that was a very interesting project, just the way it came together. And I know that a lot of that area did look kind of run down for a lot of years. Some of it was vacant, and there was yet the only light, like you said. It was kind of the major connection point and a place that a lot of tourists would come through just naturally if they're coming or going to the coast. And so a big effort there to kind of clean that up.
Yeah, Winston, I mean, it's at a crossroads, and I think we do get a lot of traffic. And one of the big challenges that we face as a community and as a city too is, you know, how do we kind of get people to stop here? Because a lot of people are driving through. Let's give them something to do for an hour, half an hour, you know, something to do, spend a couple dollars and then be on their way. And that was one of the goals there, is to give people something to stop and enjoy our little town.
Well, and you've seen more business development there. I mean, DC Farmers Co-op has got a project out there going on, and I haven't been by there lately, but it sounds like there's a lot of progress going on there. And there have been a number of other newer things just in the past 5-10 years maybe that have really kind of enhanced the business community there.
Yeah, I think Lager's Pizza, I think, is one of the biggest draws that we have currently, and the co-op coming in. And there are some other developments possibly taking place, and I just cross my fingers and hope that it all happens in a positive way.
Now, city infrastructure is an issue that every city in Oregon seems to deal with. So much of the infrastructure that municipalities deal with now was built in the 60s, 70s. A lot of it is kind of hitting or has hit the end of its useful life. And it seems like every community in the county has got things that need to be replaced, whether it's sewer or water systems or things like that, or even, you know, roads that need to be redone. And none of that comes cheaply. So there's work there to do to figure out how to, you know, find funding for that with the different organizations.
Yeah, and I think the city of Winston will be at the March 11th meeting. There's going to be quite a big cross section of community groups there, and so really, I mean, there isn't really one particular thing that I'm going to push or anyone else is going to push. It's really whoever shows up at the meeting, we can sort of talk about what needs have to be addressed. And really the ultimate goal of the March 11th meeting is to walk away from it with kind of maybe a focus in mind, kind of what things do we want to address, whether that's potholes in the streets or you know, increased police presence on certain roads or certain times of day. Or It's going to be a community-driven meeting with a community-driven outcome.
All right. So, again, that is coming up on March 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. at the Winston Community Center on Southeast Grape with the Winston Area Community Partnership and a number of other organizations. If you want to find out more about the organization, 672-1274 is their phone number. Jeremy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.